poets have a reputation for not listening. Sitting in the middle of the in crowd, not even paying attention. After their 5 minutes of fame, they leave the place. Instead of thinking that something another poet could say might actually produce change. While half the time is spent searching for flaws, lost is the mission, vision, and passion in the writing. I was born a revolutionary. 6 months before I turned 3, spirits tried to suck the life out of me, would invade me while I sleep, would consistently whisper I get lost in the system with the other foster children. Well, I was also born hard-headed, so I didn't listen, and told those old demons whose 2-year-old buns they could kiss. Since then, I continue to look for thorough individuals who seek truth and spiritual work that moves through you, because there are just too many secret agents positioned in too many secret places for me to risk any Freudian slips. So while the common listener waits for punchlines, only a few can decipher the code from the underground. I'm part of a small group that travels the earth, taking the brunt of social blows so you don't have to. Losing sleep while we seek for places to speak for peace. Maybe you didn't understand how many cities we go to. Maybe you came in late when we first got to the stage. I never forget a face, even in the strangest places. And just as a fair exchange, I want you to remember me, so I'll say it real slow so you can get your friends who like to hang around to the end of the venue to introduce you. Queen Sheba, international poster girl, one of the realest activists bringing guns packed with freedom while teaching arts and education for liberation. See, after this one reading, his brother walked up to me with his eardrums bleeding, told me I should write for whack rap artists because I had a little MC in me. I shrugged as he tilted his head to the side and told him I write for broken societies and you can always find me on the front line. Besides, sticking me to one genre would be limiting. My range goes from hip-hop to rock, from Lenny Kravitz to box. So when you see me playing kickball with the children on the streets and need a hint on the conversational piece, we can talk about when Angela Davis was released or the police. We can discuss Incubus or why the Guru should be kept in the top 10 best MCs alive, or how jacked up it was when Bunchy Carter died. I handed him gauze for his ears and told him that's why most nouveau poets and I can't occupy the same space, because they use their stage time to exaggerate and lie, and I have never used my art as a hiding place. If we could all just focus for 1 second on how to make these poetry nights the jump-offs for habits for a better life, maybe then the poets and the listeners could become examples for at least one person's motivation. Because this meeting is our rally. Every open mic is our secret sessions in modern-day stables away from the cathartic masses in hundreds of cities around the country. This is our reunion by the river, discussions that are supposed to make a difference. But for the phony constituents, pretending to be concerned about changing the struggles of the underground to a comfortable way of life, I could give a fuck if any of the chosen few decide to speak to you twice, because the believers have too much to do, and frankly, you're in our way if you can't believe in us too. But those that ride for the poets, bring friends to the reading to include them in the inspiration you're experiencing. For those that remember, it's the message that's important. It's the teaching that's gonna help us do this. It's learning from our experiences that will reach us. For those that can remember how to make a homeless man believe he has one more chance, then after the set, I'll be stage left with half of my drink left, ready to meet anyone that truly wants to help us through this movement. And I'll embrace you as you face me, and we can exchange breaths until there's no oxygen left.